It is Friday, August 13th, 2010. This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, the entertainment tabloid found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And if you didn't catch what Kyle just said, it is Friday, August 13th. Now, we're 12 hours into it, and so far nothing bad has happened. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't take precautions.
Okay.
So I've done some research about some Ozark superstitions, folklore, good advice. Here are some of them. Don't travel today.
Okay.
Don't start a job today you can't finish before sundown.
That's just code for being lazy right there. I like that.
And you have a problem with that?
I do not.
Okay, you're
no.
never lazy, but a bed changed on Friday will bring bad dreams.
Okay.
Don't sit down to dinner with 12 of your closest friends tonight because superstition says that if 13 people dine together, one will die within the year.
Ooh. Those are the kinds of superstitions I don't like, because if it said, you know, someone will die before midnight, then you can just laugh that one off.
But
I don't like
year,
those. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, for good luck, carry a buckeye in your pocket. Put the open end of the pillowcase off the side of the bed to bring pleasant dreams.
I do that every night anyway.
Never move a broom from one house to another.
I don't
because
even know
your
what
problems
that means.
Will go with it.
I
if
see.
You move, don't move your broom.
I see.
Don't run out of salt.
Okay.
It foretells a full year of poverty. It's bad luck to cut cornbread with a knife. You should tear it.
That's yeah.
If you dream something good, tell it before breakfast and it will come true.
Okay.
If you put on a garment wrong side out, think of a wish as you turn it, and your wish will come true.
But that's got to be on accident, right? You can't...
No, you can't turn it wrong side out so you can wish. And if you see a penny, pick it up. I have a friend who does that constantly, and we leave New Orleans with about 20 bucks in pennies, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a superstition. That's just, you know, that's a penny more than you had when the day started.
And if you've seen the front of What's Up today, it's a picture of a bottle tree.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle trees came to the Ozarks with slavery in South Arkansas, and there's two sets of superstitions. Bottle trees are supposed to catch evil spirits before they can get in the house. Now, apparently evil spirits only come at night because they burn up in the bottles in the daytime.
I see.
Or you can cork the bottle and set it afloat. I don't know what happens if somebody finds it and opens it. And of course, they're particularly fond of blue, or it could just be that everybody had milk of magnesia bottles.
But the bottle tree was supposed to ward away bad things.
So run out and do something. Or if you're not afraid to leave the house this weekend, here's a short list of other things you can do.
Excellent.
Tonight, Folkways reception at Ozark Folkways for artist Sharon Hayes.
That's near Winslow.
Civil War Living History tonight at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. Douglas Kidd will portray Union Captain William Hunter and talk about battlefield medicine. That starts at 7:30, and tickets are $10. Gary Allen's playing the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville tonight. Mm-hmm. Showtime is 7 o'clock, and tickets start at $20. Tonight's the last night of the KUAF Summer Jazz Series.
It's over after this.
The Frank, help me with pronunciation, Bignola.
Right.
Hot Club Trio at 7:30 at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall at the University of Arkansas. Tickets are $15. Hamlet tonight at 7:30 at the Breedlove Auditorium at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith. Tickets are $10. And South Pacific at 8 tonight at Rogers Little Theater at the Victory Theater in Rogers. Tickets start at $9.50.
You have so many choices for tonight.
Tomorrow's Gravit Day.
Yes, it is.
Starting with pancakes at 7 o'clock and all sorts of activities in Kindley Memorial Park. Do you know who that's named for?
Yes, he was a veteran who died in action.
World War One.
World War
One. Flying ace.
And if you
Field
read,
Kindley.
If you read the accounts of when his body came back and the entire town of Gravit turned out and put up flags, and it's a quite an interesting story.
It's one of those you should know who that is.
Right.
Tomorrow at 2, herbalist Stephen Foster on Ozark Herbs and Medicinal Plants at Hobbs State Park near Rogers. Tomorrow night is the Saturday Gallery Stroll in Eureka Springs, and they will be accepting donations to support the Good Shepherd Humane Society. And tomorrow night is also a night viewing of astronomy at Hobbs State Park.
Now, you know, a couple nights ago was the peak for this latest meteor shower.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get up at 2?
No,
I didn't
was it
either.
Beautiful?
I didn't get up. Yeah.
We assume it was.
Yes.
And Sunday, 4 o'clock at George's.
Mm-hmm.
A Tribute to Wendy Austin.
Of the Hot House Tomato Boys, Zorro and the Blue Footballs.
Great musician who was way not old enough to pass right. away. And Steve Pryor will be playing Earl and Them, the Traveling Wheel Bearings. And at 9 o'clock Sunday night, veterans of Zorro and the Hot House Tomato Boys will be playing. And admission is free with donations accepted to help pay medical costs. And the free movies are back in Eureka Springs.
Yes.
Movies in the Park. They've moved to the Basin Spring Park. They start at 8:30 on Sunday nights. And Sunday night is Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Hey, it's free. And two more musical notes. Amy Grant.
Yes.
Supposed to be here tonight.
But?
She won't be.
Oh, okay.
It's a benefit for the Salvation Army, and they simply decided, her promoter simply decided it was too hot to play at Arvest Ballpark.
Well, it's pretty
hard to argue.
Hot, yeah.
So she will be in town October 7th, and the show has been moved to the Walton Arts Center.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale Wednesday at 9 a.m., and they will be $25 to $125. And also coming to the Walton Arts Center, in association with George's Majestic Lounge, Grammy-winning jazz saxophonist Kenny G. September 19th, tickets are already on sale, and they start at $58.
And the Amy Grant tickets can be are through Walton Arts Center now,
yes,
right?
Okay. But they are not available till Wednesday.
Gotcha. Kenny G now?
Kenny G now.
Gotcha.
And I'm done now.
All right. Well, be careful the rest of the day.
You too.
I have a broom that I'd like to give you. Would you like one?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Becca, I already have my car.
Becca Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers each Friday.